Weiter in Shasra and Zvachan Daf Chav, picking up at the top of the page, second, last, second line, last word on the line. Zak the Elohim Mark. Yasar of Dimi Amar of Yochanan. Remember, we left off discussing the concept of the kior and if water goes overnight, if it's left overnight or not, etc. So the Gemara says, Kiyasar of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Vidachan, he said, Ba'i Ilfa, Ba'ilfa asked, the Divrei Omer ain't Lina Mo Elis Bekidach Shadam Raglaim, according to one who says that Lina is not going to impact the Kiddush Shadam Raglaim, and they can continue doing it, they don't have to rewash their hands. May Kior Mao Shi Pasu. What about the waters of the May Kior itself? We learned way back in Maseches Yuma that they used to go out and would put the water back into the bore and into a pit, and it would keep it in a kadosh state. But what happens if you leave it over and you don't overnight? Rashi says, "Ma'ashiv still belina imlo shakam abor." You don't put it in the bar. Mi amrina, do we say hani lemai? For what do we use this water for? The kiddush yadayim veraglayim, kiddush yadayim veraglayim gufayel lo possible lina. According to the man, the says that it's not a problem. So if it itself is not going to get messed up, so therefore kiddush yadayim veraglayim gufayel lo possible lina, and therefore the here's water shouldn't become possible lina overnight. Odilah maybe kevin the kaddish lehu bekli sharis mipsul. Since the waters became kaddish and the kli sharis, now they actually do fall to the category of it could become or alina, and therefore, and then it wouldn't be good anymore. It says Rashi, "Didn't make even the kiddush with the kli sharis mipsul the low dami the kiddush adayim shamayim nigvu ve'ein lina al mei lachol." Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rav Yirmiya Amar Rav Ami Amar Rav Yochanan Hader Pashat Ilfa later figured out the answer by saying the following: Kemachlokas Bezukach Machlokas Bezukach. Just like the Machlokas at the time, whether the Lina is going to impact the Kiddush Adayim V'Adayim is on a person's hands. Kach Machlokas Bezukach. So too it's with this as well, with the water stays overnight. So therefore, according to Rebbe, the water becomes no good by staying overnight. According to Rebbe Eliezer Rav Shimon, there is not a problem with it. It doesn't become possible from Lina. Amar lefanav, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, Rabbi Ata Omer Kain. So this is what he said in front of Rav Ami. He said, really? Rabbi, you teach such a thing? Right, they were part of the discussion here of Ami. Ata Omer Kain, you want to say in the name of Yochanan, the Ilfa said that according to Rabbi Lazar of Shem and the Kir's waters does not become Lina size, but Lina overnight. Elahachi Amar of Asi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan Meshmei the Ilfa. So the Kir Shalosh Shikam Mibair of the Kir was not Shikam, means that they submerged it into that well. In the evening time, Mekadesh Bimena Lavodas Laila, a Kohen can sanctify himself from it for Kedushas Laila, for the, says Rashi, Lehekter Chalavim, to burn the fats and the limbs. Lamacha in a Mekadesh, and the next day he's not able to, he doesn't have to be Mekadesh. Vavinam Ba, And we ask this question to Rav Asi about this. Lamachar ain't a mekadesh, the lotzarich lekiddush. When it says the next day he doesn't have to be mekadesh, does it mean that he isn't needed again because it's still in place for the next day? It still holds its strength. I says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the lo pasalina lekiddush. Odilma, back in the Gemara, Odilma if saluvalina, or maybe it means that the kohen cannot be. Saying it'd be Mekadesh himself on the next day because of the water, from that water, because they became no good overnight, says the Gemara. Says Rashi, and the same Rashi we saw before, Odilma, Ein Ru'uyos Lekadesh, the Ifsalu Huvalina, Vafilu Rabbi Elazar, Tilu Rabbi, the Rabbi, Lekalim Yibai, Ein Tzarech, Deha, Filu Bekidesh Pasol. So what's it in? And he said, Velo Pashadon, and Rav Asi didn't give us an answer to that. Umarka Pashatle Mifshit, and you are going ahead. The Rav Asi is going to answer this. And you, Rav Ami, are going to go and you're going to answer this by telling us that the name of Yochanan, the Elva said, according to Elizabeth of Shimon, the waters do not become apostle. Right? Don't become messed up. Ntashima, let's try to figure this out. Again, to the original question of Ilfa. Ben Katan Asa, Shnemasar Darlikir, Ben Katan made 12 different openings for the kiyor, total different spouts. Rashi Shemotzian name of that the water can come out of. Amina Besidu Yuma Devlamid Zayim Shushnemas Ar Kohanim Asukim B'Tamid Mekachim Abasachis. If you wash them themselves at the same time, Afu Asa Muchni the kiyor Yosim is Muchni was a type of wheel. Rashi says, Mefarsh, Hosam Galgalim, Shemailim also, the Galgalim in a boar, Shachris, it brings it up from the boar, from the pit, from the Shachris, Shalo Yehei, Mim Nufsalim Belina, shouldn't become possible. Lufikach, Meshachim Rasol Arvis, they would submerge it in Arvis before the pit. Shumayim Vichubarin, Lemayamayan, Ubata Li Nasein, and the back of the Gemara, Shalo Yehim of Nufsalim Belina, My Lav, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimini. Now, isn't this Mishnah going even according to that of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who says that the remaining overnight does not nullify the Gedusha of the Redan Berglaim? Still, the Mishnah would say that the Kir's water would be no good if you didn't actually use this this type of contraction, you know, this concoction, this invention that he built over here. In which case, that even if you're okay, still the water's going to be problematic. So this is where it low. Nope. We could say that actually, Rebbe here would say this Mishnah is not going to the Lezer of Shimon, but really it's going to the world of Rebbe. Frank Nimmer, what do you mean? Vahami the Reisha Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. Since the Reisha of that Mishnah goes to Rebbe of Shimon, Sifanami Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. It seems like the Sif is also going to be going according to him as well. The Ketani Reisha, what does it say in the Reisha? This is the Mishnah in Yuma. It's talking about a Kohen Gadol. What do you do in Yom Kippur? Wow. It's talking about where the Kohen Gadol and Eschatos. Excuse me. The positioning of the Kohen Gadol and Eschatos. Well, the Kohen Gadol leaned upon it and recited his, his Vidoy before he would go ahead and shecht it. This is Rashi. What does it say? Balo etzel paro, you come to his par. Upar haya omeid bina ulam b'lozbech. Where was the par? The par was between the ulam and his bech, like it says. Rosho ledarim, a part of lamar, the head, its head to the south and its face was to the west. Its body was to the north and its face was turned to the west. The Kohen, all made by Mizrach, part of the Ma'arav, where the Kohen stand. The Kohen was standing in the Mizrach, and his face would be to the Ma'arav. Rashi says, Achar of the Mizrach, the Mizbeach, part of the Ma'arav, Kapeh Hechal, from Minun Taim Ahasim. The Gemara explains why it is over there. Now, this is the first thing in the Mishnah, and we know it goes over Shimon Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Ma'an Shamad Le'damar Bina Ulam Mizbeach Tzafon, who's the one who says that that location is the Tzafon? Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. Let's go to Rabbi Shimon. The Talmud and Abayi say, "Ezo was Tzafon. What's called Tzafon? Mekir Mizbeach Tzafoni, from the Mizbeach's northern wall. The Ad Kosel Azara Tzafoni to the courtyard's northern wall. U Kineged Kol Mizbeach Kulo Tzafon. That entire area opposite the Mizbeach is considered the north." Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mosif, Apin Ulam Mizbeach, he says even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is considered the north. Rabbi Mosif, Av Makom, Jerisas, Ragli, Kohanim, even the place where the Kohanim would go, Av Makom, Jerisas, Ragli, Yisrael, are all considered the north as well. Avam in a Chalifos for the Fnim, but from the Chalifos for the Fnim is a modem shepasel. You would admit, a kol modem shepasel. Everyone would agree that that is considered pasel for shechting kochi kochim. What is this area? That is the area where they left the knives. They had knives there. A kol modem shepasel. I was going to say it's good. Now, since Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is the only time who says straight up that area between the ulam and the zvech considered the north, the first part of the mishnah must be going to him. And since it makes sense to say that the second part of the mishnah would go along with the first one, so it should be the second one is him as well, not Rabbi. It's a gemara. It is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. He velo Rabbi. Really, you want to think the first part is Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi? Maybe it's Rabbi. Hashtag Rabbi, Ad Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda Mosif. Now, if Rabbi increases that, which is considered north, over beyond the area of Yosi, Rabbi Huda says, Ad Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Lamosif, when he's saying he's not adding on to what he says, maybe the whole thing is really Rabbi. Says the Gemara. Good point. But I'll still tell you why I think that the first opinion is going to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not like Rabbi. Anan, Hachi Karmenin. This is what we mean to say. If you really want to think the first part of the Mishnah is going to Rebbe, then look maybe come Jesus Ragley Kohanim and Makam Jesus Ragley Yisrael. Let them put the bull, the par, in that area on which the Kohanim go, or in the area where the Israelites, Jesus Ragley Yisrael. Even though the Rebbe says Kutcha Kutcha can be shechted between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, it would make more sense according to him to shecht them north, to shecht them northeast of the Mizbeach, because it's not fitting to bring an animal next to the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself, like to put it right next to the building. It's like Zok Rashi. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be him then. Elamai Rebbe Elamai Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimoni. So what do you want to say to Elazar Rebbe Shimoni? So then let them put the par between the northern wall of the Mizbech and the northern wall of the Azara. Right? For the same reason, according to Rebbe, the par should be put northeast of the Mizbech. According to Rebbe Shimon, it also should be placed right north of the Mizbech. Right? Keep it far from the actual building. Ela Mayas Lachomim, what do you want to say? Because we'll have Shimon to explain, you know, where we're putting it. Mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Because the fact that the Kohen Gadol is weak, because, you know, it's a fast day. They chose a spot of the shechting that would minimize the distance in the Kohen Gadol. Have to carry the stuff from the dam to the Bismayach, to the Bismayach to go to do the Zrika. Hachanah Mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol. We can say the same idea. Explain according to Rebbe in the same way. So you don't have a raya one way or the other. So you're bothered to say, you want to say the same as the Kohen is going in the world of. Rabbi Lada Rabbi Shimon and not like Rabbi. But why? Because of the ratio? Maybe the ratio is really Rabbi also, and the ratio in the Sefer is both Rabbi. So this is the Gemara. But these are all Gemaras in Yuma. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kida Shadav. Okay, so we're going to explain a din that comes back, Kida Shadav Raglaim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kida Shadav Raglav, the Trumas Hadeshan. Let's say he goes and he prepares himself for the Trumas Hadeshan was to remove the ashes that were in his back. So if he prepared himself and got ready to do such a thing, which was a very coveted thing to go and to do, then Lamacha Inotzach Lakadish, the next day he has him to go and to Kadish, meaning once it became the sun, the day they started. Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avodas, he already did it from the beginning of the Avoda. Rashi says, Shezutchilas Avodas Yom was the beginning of the Avoda done in the Yom. Now, the Gemara says, this doesn't seem to work with anyone. Lamar, who does that work like? Either Rebbe, you want to say the Rebbe, Homer Pasalina, he says that Lina is going to passel it. Right, so therefore, it should be no good once it becomes dawn, once the day breaks. Eli Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Harma Ein Tzarich Lekadesh, Afilim Mikan Vadesara Yamim. He says you don't have to do it from here until 10 days. Therefore, the reason that he said, because you already sanctified them from the beginning of the Zavodah, that's not the reason. It's good because you're still working. Harma Abaye, Leolam Rabbi, really it's Rabbi. I, Lina, well, Lina Darabanani. So Lina, and the concept of Lina is the Rabbanan. Fascinating. Umodi, the Mikros HaGever Vatzafer Lo Pasalina. And Rebbe, we ask him that the time from when the rooster goes crocodile or cuckoo-roo-coo, Israeli ones do it differently, it's not going to passel for the Kiddush Adar for Raglayim. That's not considered an issue of considered Lina. It's already like considered enough of the daybreak for this Rabbanan thing of Lina. Rava Amar, another answer. Liyolam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimoni. Really, that Rabbi Yochanan is going to call him Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimoni. Vera Rabbi Yochanan Devarav B'tchilas Avoda. And remember what we said is that if it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimoni, he said Ein Sarach Lekadish, even from now until 10 days, right? So when it says, because you already sanctified them at the beginning of the days of Avoda, why would you say such a lashon? So he's saying, no, really, it's him. Rabbi Yochanan Devar B'tchilas Avoda. Rabbi Yochanan accepted the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, only in reference to that is done in the beginning of the days of Avoda, V'lo B'sof Avoda, but not if something was done at the end of the Avoda. Very interesting, Rava. So frankly, Gemara may say, really, is that true? I'm going to read a Mishnah Talmid. Ra'u Echav Kohanim Sheyarad, when there's fellow Kohanim saw him, the Kohen who was doing the Trumas Hadeshin, coming down from his bech, Fahim Ratzu Abo, they came running. Miaru Vikitri Yedem Raglayim and Akir. And they quickly went in and they washed their hands and feet in order to get ready to go do the Avoda. Right? What's that? They would then go ahead and take the extra stuff from the Trumas Hadeshin here and pile it into the area of his bech. And then also taking out the ashes, getting rid of it, the stuff that they built up over there. Now, says the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Chaf on base. Bishlam Abaye, the Mokim like a Rebbe, okay, makes sense going to Abaye, who set up Rabbi Yochanan's din, according to Rebbe, Umodi Rebbe Li, the Mikros Agev Ratzah for Lo Pasalina, that from the time it goes, Kukuriku, until the morning, it's not going to pass all the Yikidu Shalom Reglaim. Hamani Rebbe Hi. And because this Mishnah then is going according to Rebbe. So the Mishnah says that you have to have a new sanctification because the effect of the original one would be knocked out by the dawn. And the effect of the new one performed shortly out before dawn will be maintained for the following day. Ela l'Rava, the Moki La, the Mokim like Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shemin, he says, of Yochanan's din, according to Rebbe Shemin, Aval l'Rebbe, Mikros Agever Atzafra Pasalina. But he says that according to Rebbe, that leaving overnight that happens, even that small little time from the time of Kukuriku until the morning is going to be no good. How many? Who's that going like? E Rebbe, if you want to say it's Rebbe, Pasal Lina, but he says Lina does it. So if this idea of staying overnight is going to pass out, even if it's only a tiny amount of time from the Kukuriku. So this idea of a little bit before dawn wouldn't help you. E Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shemin, Ha'amar, he said, I feel him kind of out of the Yamim Yitzchak Likadesh, you don't need the Kadesh. So you don't need the Kohanim to go in to do it again right before dawn, because they'd be able to rely on the original one that they took getting ready for the night of Oda. Says Gemara, Lamola, Lolam, Karebi, Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, V'hachem, Ayeskin, what are we dealing with? Bekahani Chadati, we're dealing with new Kohanim, who didn't do the Avodah during the night. Since they didn't do that previous shift of the Avodah, they would now be Mekadi, Makdesh, Yadayim, Raglayim, before dawn, getting ready for the new Avodah that they're about to go and do. Yibay Lil Frek, the Gemara, Yitzia Maush, Atol, Bekidush, Yadayim, Raglayim. What about, let's say somebody leaves the Azara. You leave the, Harbas, you leave that whole area over there. As he says, Chutz la'Azara, Ma'u, Shatol, Kederach, Seposa, B'chol ha'kachem, Shekidsho, B'kli Shara, Shem Yotze, Nefsal, B'yotze. We know that Kli Shara stuff, once it goes out, it's going to be no good. So what about the Kohen? If you want to say that the remaining overnight does not invalidate the Kiddushin Adayim V'Raglayim, the Lo Parish, because the Kohen didn't remove himself from doing the Avodah, and therefore doesn't need to wash his hands the next day. Although you'd see the Parish, but when he goes out, clearly he stopped doing the Avodah because he can't do it afterwards. Asuch HaMasach Daite, therefore he has a Hesach Hadas, and therefore he has to do the new Kiddushin Adayim V'Raglayim. Odoma may be given to be other Lachser, since it's in his hands to come back. He can come back whenever he wants. Lo Mesach, he did not have Hesach Hadas, and therefore he didn't have to wash his hands. Touch him out, let's try to figure this out. Kiddush Yadav Raglav and Nitmu. Let's say Kohen did a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and afterwards he became Tamei. It says Rashi, Nitmu Yadayim B'davar Shein Tumasu Ben HaTorah Satoraisa Shitmot Gufo Ela B'Pigo B'Nosa Shishaninu B'Psachim Shemitam Nasei Yadayim. Matbilen, he goes to the, he's the Tovel, Rashi says Yadayim Levan, just their hands. So we see over here is that the Kiddush Yadayim or Raglayim is not knocked out from the fact that it became, so to speak, this tumah. He just has to wash them again. Yatsu, if his hands or feet left the Azara, right, he starts saying that. Harei hein b'kedushasan, they remain their level of Kedusha. He doesn't have to rewash them. So the best is straight up that leaving it does not knock it out. Says the Gemara, Yatsu yodav lo kami b'ilan. No, that's not a question about if his hands left. Of course, it's going to be fine. Kiko, I buy you to go goofo when his whole body leaves. My, what's going to be doing with his whole body goes and leaves? Says the Gemara. Toshima, Shalor, Chutzia, Dayim, Beraglayim, according to his hands and feet are not yet washed. Mikadis, Beklisharis, Befleem, so wash them inside, in the court of the Azara. Kiddish, Beklisharis, Bechutz, if he did, let's say, outside the Azara, Beklichol, Befneem, or with a non consecrated Kli inside the Azara, Oshatavu, Meora, or if immersed in water gathered in a pit, V'avad, and after he did the Avodah, Avodah, so Psula's Avodah is Pasar. I says, V'lar, mean and tefillah, davar chashav hu, mahani leib makom kiddush. We don't say that it's going to work. Time of the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz, must because the klisharis outside. Okay, this b'fneim b'yatsa. But if you would have done it inside and went out, I would have said gsher, then it would have been good. Oh, says I want to know. Dilma kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz echidami. Maybe the case of the kohen who was mekadesh his hands and his feet with a kli outside is talking about what? Can you go into apikyot of levad v'kiddush where the kohen just put his hands outside, and then he was mekadesh him there. Aval yotza kol gufo tibaylach. However, when his whole body left, that's a question whether or not he needs to do a new kedusha or not. Okay, so Amar Leir of Zvid or Papa still left. Tashma was trying to figure it out. Yatzah chutz lemechitzas chomas hazara. The coin went out of the mechita of the hazara. Im lishos of the coin went in order to spend some time outside of the hazara. Then ton tefillah. He has to do mikwa, when he comes back. Im lefisha ton kiddushin amar glaim. If he left for a tiny amount of time, a small amount of time, then he just needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he comes back in. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward that you'd have to do a new Shtikl Torah over here. It says Gemara, Amalei, not necessarily. It says, Hachamai Skinan, Kikon Shiyasa L'Hasach Raglav HaTabayim. Where he went out in order to use the bathroom, number two or number one. And, So in that case, maybe it wouldn't be the same if someone would just go out and come back in. So there was a but habahedya katanila. We said that straight up later on in the Braisa. Kola mesach raglav ton tefila. Whoever uses the bathroom, he has to do tefila. Cholamita mayim ton kishadayim raglayim. What would the Braisa have to say? Say it again. The same din. And for the Gemara, Hani, Atani, Vahadim Farish. The first one, taught it, and then went on to explain the details. So we don't have a raya again. Tashima, let's try again. Para, let's talk about cows. Ay, 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 ay. This is, and we're talking now in reference to being makdish, was necessary to prepare for the avoda of the para duma. Says Rashi, Ba'avodas para duma shaya chutz Yerushalayim bahar mishcha. Right, that wasn't even done by the Beis Hamikdash at all. So by the para, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef Amar mekadosh b'klisharis b'fnim b'yotzei. He has to be mekadosh his hands inside and then go out. Rashi says alma lo pasal yitzia b'kiddush yadayim b'glaim. It's not going to mess it up. Evichon Amar afil b'chutz. He can even do this. He's makdishing himself even outside of the Azar. Afil b'klichol and even in a unconsecrated kli. Afilu be mekida shel cheres, and even with a made out of cheres pottery, a drinking cup made out of pottery. So we see according to Rabbi Yosef that you leave, it's not going to mess it up. So there you go. There's your question. There's your answer. So it's going on, not an answer because shiny part. The part of doom is totally different. Everything is set outside. Lo possibly see the face is not going to mess it up. And the stuff that was on inside, maybe not. Yahi. Yeah, that's really true. The part of doom is, Paraduma allows us to be makel. Then lamali de mikadesh. Why kondochia must the coin mikadesh hang the feet from a klisharis? Since there's, there's lower stuff going on over there, but the part of doom, then even not that, it should be able to be okay. It says, it's similar to that which is on inside. So to whatever we're able to do, we do. But if we're not able to do it, then we're not able to do it. But we can't bring a riot from there. Yibayla, we still didn't answer. Tuma ma'u shetol le kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Is Tuma effective in messing up the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? What we're talking about here, it's relating to a case where only the Kohen's hands and feet become tummy, says Rashi. So if he's marked his hands and his feet, and then he gets tummy on them, does he have to do a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again before he does the avoda? Untim Salami Yitzia Lo Pasal, if you want to say that going out doesn't pasal it. The Gavachazi, because the person, meaning the Kohen himself, who left the Azor is still fit to go back in to do the avoda, and therefore there's no Hetzchadas, Avalhacha the Gavra. Lo chazi, but here the person, meaning the Kohen, who is tame, is unfit, the suchem esach daite, therefore he's going to have hesach adas. Therefore, another kiddush would have to be done when he comes ready to do the avoda, or dilma, or maybe we say, kevin da hoder chazi, since eventually he's going to purify himself and come be able to do the avoda, therefore he's careful and he was never from the original thing. So let's try. Toshima. We're going to bring a riot that the effect of the Kedusha is not nullified by the Toma. Toshima. Kedusha the Vraglov and Nitmu. Matabila and Vain Sarkla Kaddish. He does not have to make Kaddish again
Benitmu yadav lowi baila. No, we're not asking about his hands. And of course, in such a case, then he doesn't have to do another thing. When his entire body becomes tummy. What's going to be done over there? Kol gufo, as Gemara says, hold on a second. What are you even asking? Kol gufo, typically, I could learn out the following. Kevin de baila mevad harav shemesh. Since he has to wait until the sun sets to become tar. Of course he was at Hesach Hadas over there. And therefore he'd have to go and certainly do a new Kiddush. And for the Gemara, no, he could go into Itmi, Samach L'Shizachamir. He came to me, right by Shizachamah. Therefore he didn't have Hesach Hadas. So we leave this right now without yet an answer. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. And we'll tell you all a great, great day.